Morton, New Jersey needs some help with a flooring situation. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm standing an old oak floor, and I've collected all the sawdust, and I want to mix it with something to fill the cracks. What do you recommend mixing it with?
Well, why do you want to put the same sawdust back in there? You might be better off with a good quality crack filler, because if you mix it with, you know, often times when I was doing woodworking projects, I would mix the glue, mix a little bit of yellow glue in with sawdust and put it in there, but that's not going to stain the same as the rest of the floor.
Yeah, it's also really hard to work with glue.
Right, exactly. I would use a regular wood filler with that. I wouldn't necessarily put the wood sawdust back in there. I mean, if you use a good Minwax wood filler or something of that nature, or Elmer's has a really good one that dries very quickly, you can press some sawdust into the top of that and affect the color. But at least it'll be easy to sand, and it will stain properly and finish properly.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot.
All right, Mort, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Sometimes you're better off not, you know, creating your own product where one exists that does a fine job.
And the only thing I've ever heard of mixing the sawdust with is like a white glue or a wood glue.
Yeah.
Which is then also going to take the stain in an odd way. Your best bet is just
small
a stainable
projects.
Putty.
Yeah, little cracks and railings and things like that, but not for a floor. That's probably not the best use of that technique.